My entire family, including all my cousins, my aunts and uncles, were downstairs on Christmas Day. I was on the second floor with my ear pressed to the laundry chute, because this laundry chute went straight through the middle of the house, and there was a big opening in the kitchen. So I could put my ear against that and hear all the conversations in the entire house. I could hear laughing, especially my aunt, whose laughter can fill an entire house. I could hear the clinging of pans as my grandmother worked to reheat lunch leftovers so that we would have dinner. I heard people giving thanks for the gifts they received and that classic line, "If it doesn't fit, there's a receipt in the bag." And very faintly, I could hear the sound of a ping pong ball going back and forth as my cousins were playing down in the basement. And every once in a while, a loud shout of joy or scream of frustration. Now, this specific memory is a bit foggy. It's lacking some details. I don't know what year it was or whether this happened more than once. All I know is that this happened and that this year it means more to me than it ever has. In our scripture lesson, so much had happened to Mary on that day. All she could do was lie down, take a deep breath, and reflect. First, her and Joseph finally arrived in Bethlehem. It took several days of traveling over dirt roads, fighting the sun, the rain, the wind, and all while 9 months pregnant. That alone was a miracle worthy of praise, but it did not stop there. Getting to town presented a new set of obstacles. They had no place to stay, no family to crash with, no hotel reservation, so they wandered the streets in search of any place. At this point, the contractions began, and with it, the urgency to lie down. But eventually, they found a suitable place. It was no Holiday Inn, but it would do. Then came the moment. Mary's water broke, labor began, pushing commenced, and then through the pain, the birth of a baby boy. The one the angel said was the Son of the Most High. Mary and Joseph had their moment, trying to imagine this new world that they just entered into. But that moment doesn't last long. Because in walk a group of shepherds who had the unglamorous job of living with and tending to sheep on the outskirts of town. And they told this young family what they saw. Angels, hundreds of them, showed up in the field singing praises to God. One angel told them of God's Messiah who was about to be born in the lowliest place in town. And this looks like the lowliest place in town. And that this Messiah was going to be wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a feeding trough. And then the angel said that this child is God with us. God's peace on earth. Mary listened to their excitement and could not believe all that God had done for her that day. One way or another, they made it through. Their family was safe, and she could see God's steadfast love and grace reflected in every moment of it. Taking in the scene in verse 18, Mary says, "Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart." Mary realizes that this is a moment she does not want to let slip away. It was a day she would refuse to forget. And we can see this in the text. The Greek word here translated treasured can also be translated to preserve or keep safe. She wanted to keep this memory, this feeling at the end of the first Christmas safe. And she also wanted to ponder this memory as well, to revisit time and time again her relationship with Joseph, the birth of her son, and the God who has loved her and guided her through the most uncertain day of her life. This memory is powerful and can be used whenever she faces difficulties in the future. So Mary treasures and ponders in detail that first Christmas in her heart. But I wonder if the same for Mary is also what is so true for us often. That over time, those memories get a little fuzzy, don't they? We try to preserve a certain moment, but that memory can never truly be preserved as it was felt in that certain place or time. The details become wishy-washy. And like the best family stories, parts get exaggerated or eliminated entirely. Even in the way we tell the Christmas story here at church, we assume a lot in the story that isn't really there. First, Scripture never says Mary rode in on a donkey. There is no mention of an innkeeper. We have no clue how many wise men came. We know that there's three gifts, but we don't know how many wise men there were. And to top off all of our assumptions, the birth of Jesus only appears in half of the Gospels, only in Matthew and Luke. It's completely left out of Mark and John. So even our story in church doesn't always reflect exactly what is in Scripture. But maybe the details aren't always the most important part of the story. As I pressed my ear against that laundry chute, I can't remember the specific conversations about the exact gifts people received or what was heating up in the oven or the score of the ping pong game down in the basement. But just like the Christmas story, sometimes those details just aren't important. All I know is that when I think back to that time, I am filled with a feeling of the warmth of family, togetherness, laughter, and joy. And it really is amazing that we all have these memories. They may be a little fuzzy as far as the details go, but wow, are they powerful. And we can always access them, no matter what life brings us. And like Mary, we treasure them. Like Mary, we revisit them. And again, they always manage to bring a smile to our face. We may not always get the details of the first Christmas right, but that is not important. The reason we cherish this sacred story is to treasure and ponder that God wanted so much to sit beside us and walk with us on life's journey, that God becomes human with us. God's desire to relate with us was so great that through Jesus, God's love and peace is made known, especially when life becomes a struggle. We treasure and ponder this God, whose faith to us is steadfast and grace is forever. So tomorrow will look different for many of us. But how comforting to be reminded that Jesus came to dwell with us for such days as these. God with us, Emmanuel. May it be so. Amen.